Today, we look at the concept of micromanaging and how much it drives people crazy and how you can stop doing it as a leader. No one likes being micromanaged, but many people report being micromanaged. So how do you as a leader ensure your team achieves the desired results without having to supervise every little detail? If you've ever gone on a road trip with young children, you've likely had them ask repeatedly, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And you know as a parent that it can be really annoying. We'll get there when we get there. In the same way, when you as a leader keep harping at your team about how they carry out their tasks, it will tend to grind away at them and fray their nerves. So here are three tips to help you avoid micromanaging. Tip number one, set clear expectations. Micromanaging occurs when you as the leader focus more on the how instead of the what. By all means, be really clear about the end result that you're looking for and your expectations in terms of cost, time, quality, and resources. Tip number two, trust the team to do their job. Once you've been clear about your expectations, you should step back and let your team do their jobs. When you scrutinize and criticize the methods too closely, your team will feel that you don't trust them. Over time, the sense will be that nothing they do is good enough, and they'll stop thinking for themselves. Tip number three, check the output, praise, and correct. Some leaders think that the opposite of micromanaging is to simply let the team do whatever they want. The most effective delegators know that it's still important to check on the output to ensure that expectations have been met, and then, based on the results, offer positive reinforcement or provide coaching and correction so the team learns how to perform better in the future. When you as a leader become more effective at clarifying what you expect, trust your team to meet those expectations, and then follow up to ensure that they're met, you'll see the morale and attitude of your team will improve and the results will get progressively better over time. Once you as a leader can avoid micromanaging, you might decide that you want to improve some other aspects of your leadership approach. And you can do that by accessing our online resources and our books and even our on-site training. You can do that at frontlineleadership.com, and why not join with other like-minded leaders on our Facebook community? Hey, I want to give a shout out of thanks to the London Convention Center. Boy, is it a beautiful venue, and they've allowed us to shoot our leader feeder videos here today. But if you have any kind of training event or corporate organization, or maybe you're part of a national association, they have beautiful space here and very attentive staff to serve your needs. So London Convention Center, thank you for allowing us to shoot our videos today.